Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'm Brian Wilson. Joined here today, filling in as our co-host, is Mary Walters. Good morning, Mary. All right. And also on the line right now is Joe DeGeneva, a legal analyst and a good friend of this program. Joe, I'm so glad to have you here this morning. Let's start off with the immigration protests that took place this weekend. Many of the protesters looked at this immigration review period for people who come from terrorist countries. And they said, oh, this action by the Trump administration is unconstitutional. What would you say to them?
Well, that's ridiculous, of course. The President of the United States has ultimate authority under the Constitution to conduct the foreign policy of the United States, and that includes immigration issues. Let's remember one thing. No one has a right to enter the United States. No one, including U.S. citizens. When U.S. citizens come back from overseas, guess what? They go through customs. They go through immigration. They show their passport. They can be pulled aside and have what's called secondary questioning for half a day sometimes, if necessary, if they have traveled to countries like Iraq, Sudan, Libya, any place like that. We have a client in our firm who is regularly pulled aside. He's an American citizen and gets at least an hour of secondary questioning every time he returns to the United States. The seven countries that are named in this executive order are right. The same seven countries that President Obama listed in 2011 and 2016, the same seven countries that Congress enacted into a law in what are called countries of concern about right. terrorism. So the objections that are being raised now are ignorant and political. So the president has the authority to do this, including the temporary suspensions, the bans, and things of that nature. So let's remember, President Obama banned Iraqis from coming to the United States for 6 months.
You're absolutely right. And Clinton had an immigration ban as
yes.
well for a short period
of
time.
And Carter banned Iranians and deported thousands of Iranian students and immigrants who were here on visas and green cards. So this is purposeful memory failure by Democrats. Watching, what's embarrassing is that these are members of Congress who are saying this is unconstitutional when they voted for legislation to name these seven countries as countries of concern.
Joe, it's Mary Walter. What they're doing, though, is, you know, you said it's purposeful amnesia on their part. They are going to fight Trump, and we should get used to this, because everything he does for the next 4 years is going to be met with spontaneous protests.
Are you using air quotes on spontaneous?
Spontaneous air quotes, yeah. Spontaneous protests and absolute lies and disinformation as soon as the ink won't even be dry on anything. And that's exactly the way this is going to be for the next 4 years.
Well, there's no question about that. And when you get down to the particulars of this, it's fairly obvious that people do not understand the law or are purposely ignoring what they know the law to be. That is certainly true of members of Congress who are presumed to know what the law is. I think it's really important for people who don't know this to understand that American citizens are stopped every day for lengthy questioning when they return from countries like Israel, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Egypt, Libya. American citizens are stopped. Now, all of these other folks who are here on visas and who have green cards, I think it was a mistake not to exclude them from the executive order. And I think after further thought, you saw that last night, General Kelly issued an executive, his own order, exempting people with green cards and certain visas from the screening program, and they will be admitted. This should have been part of the original executive order. It wasn't. It's an oversight. And when you do things like this and you act quickly, sometimes you're going to make a little bit of a mistake. But in general, there is no doubt that the president has both the constitutional and statutory authority to do exactly what he did. And by the way, the two judges who have ruled on this...
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about next.
Those two judges did not rule that this order was unconstitutional. They simply said that as a matter of fairness and due process, people who had certain permission to return to the United States should be quickly put through the vetting and allowed to enter. However, these judges did not say that these two people or others could not be vetted. They simply said they could not be deported. There is a big difference.
Yeah, and in fact, that seems to be what has happened. Isn't that the case?
Yes, and of course, the administration has done a lousy job of explaining what was happening.
Yeah.
All the people that they sent out had certain talking points, but they weren't the important ones. They didn't talk about the fact that you do not have a right to enter the United States once you leave it, even if you are a United States citizen. That's the important part. This is black letter law. When you come back into the United States, whether you are a citizen, a green card holder, a visa holder, a diplomatic person, you do not enter unless the people in Immigration and Customs say you can. And you are automatically subject to secondary questioning upon your arrival. Anybody who's come back into this country, do you open up your luggage when they tell you to do it? You're a U.S. citizen. Well, I'm a citizen. I'm not going to open up my luggage.
Yeah,
what happens at that point? You get arrested.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You get arrested.
Listen, you think that's rough. I once went to Gaza Strip as a reporter. You would not believe the questioning I got when I tried to leave Israel two days later.
Well, but the point is here.
Yeah.
This is being debated in purposeful ignorance by the Democrats.
Right.
They know what the law is. They know what the restrictions on entry into the United States are, and they are purposely dissembling. And by the way, this is not a Muslim ban.
Right.
It names the same seven countries that Barack Obama asked the Congress to list as countries of concern.
We may get a Supreme Court nomination in the next day, maybe even today. If they want to change the topic, that'd be a good way to do it. What are your thoughts about where we stand on that?
Here's what I would suggest to people. You've read these three names of these three gentlemen, and you've read about Diane Sykes. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the President of the United States picks somebody from that list that nobody has heard about. They are very good at making decisions. I'm not saying it's not going to be one of these three or Diane Sykes, but this guy is running his own show, and he just might well pick somebody else other than the ones you've heard. The ones that have been named are all superb. There isn't any doubt, and none of them, by the way, will be supported by any Democrat in the United States Senate, except maybe some of these guys that are up and gals that are up in 2018. But this is going to be a Donnybrook, and the Democrats are going to oppose it. However, here's what I think. They're going to try and filibuster, but eventually the Democrats are going to cave and not filibuster the nominee because they do not want Mitch McConnell to exercise the nuclear option and make Supreme Court nominees confirmable by only 51 votes.
And he said he was not going to do that, though.
No, he didn't say that. What
he did
didn't? Recently was, when asked about whether or not he would exercise the nuclear option, he said the nominees will all be confirmed. He did not answer the question. He used to say he wouldn't. He stopped that after the election when people told him if he didn't exercise the nuclear option, he wouldn't be the majority leader anymore.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Joe DiGenova, it is always a pleasure to have you. Thank you,
Brian,
so much.
Great to be with you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.